Jesus Christ truly was the Son of David, and hence he was the rightful heir to the throne of the chosen people. And since the chosen people were set aside by God with a specific mission, it is the very reason why now we are the new chosen people. For the chosen people, from the minute God had set them aside, were not to become an exclusive people. They were not to keep the truth, the revelation that God had given them, to themselves. For when we read the Old Testament, we see very clearly that what God intended was for them to preserve the truth and to hand it on, even then, to the Gentile peoples. They were to prepare them for the annunciation and the incarnation of Christ the Savior, so that when he would come into the world, all would recognize him as the rightful heir to the throne. And today we honor the memory of a saint who understood this so well, Saint Boniface, for he was a true ecumenist because he fought diligently for the conversion of the pagans in that land that is presently known as Germany. And indeed, Saint Boniface teaches us how we should approach all those who are not incorporated into the mystical body. For often we read that we are to respect the doctrines of false religions, but this is impossible, for truth can have no place with lies, no place with error. But what Saint Boniface did was clearly communicated his absolute love and reverence for the souls of those caught in false forms of worship, in this case, the pagan worship of the barbarian people. He respected them dearly because he knew so well that Jesus Christ came into the world in order to be the King of all peoples and to all lands. And so, while he loved them, he fought diligently to counter their errors with the truth of Christ. And indeed, God would witness to his witness miraculously. For one time, when he challenged the pagans to see whose God was stronger, Saint Boniface cut down the mighty oak. The mighty oak was in the oak groves where the pagan rituals took place, and they worshipped the oak tree. As the oak tree began to fall, it began to fall right over the head of Saint Boniface. And we must understand that this was, according to tradition, a very huge oak, its girth almost unmeasurable. And right as it got over the head of Saint Boniface, it stopped, reversed its way, and scattered the pagans gathered on the other side. And so God witnessed that day to the truth that Saint Boniface came to teach. What was the result? The king of those pagan peoples immediately asked Saint Boniface for entrance into Holy Mother Church, and he told his people, that is, those who followed him because he was their king, to line up behind him, for they too were to receive baptism. And so this witness would cause the conversion of the Gentiles peoples, but most especially Saint Boniface would give that most important witness, that witness that many in the church have had the grace to give, the witness of martyrdom. For he would die for his faith, and he would do so with joy, because he knew that it was the blood of martyrs, that the blood of Christians was shed in order that the pagan world would be converted. And so let us strive to reflect upon this mystery, that if Jesus Christ and our faith tells us very clearly that he is the Son of David, then he is the rightful heir to the throne. And that throne was not intended to be the exclusive right of the chosen people. It was intended to be preserved in order that it would be handed on to all peoples when the true king came into the world. He has come into the world, and he has witnessed to the truth that he has established, both by the miracles he worked when he walked this earth, and the miracles he worked through the saints, and the miracles he worked to witness to the truth that the saints were trying to bring to the pagan world. And so let us truly rejoice, for we have a king, and we have a good king. the good, the most good of all kings, because he is the Savior of the world. As he told the rich man, young man, why do you call me good? God alone is good, and there we have the key. The King of David is also the Son of God, and so he alone is good. He alone has the freeing doctrine that will deliver all mankind from the era of falsehood. And so, let us truly rejoice that in our day and age, we are saddened by the fact that the world seems to be, for the most part, falling back into paganism, falling back into that inveterate era of mankind, pantheism, in which all is declared to be God except the true God, because we, in our pride, refuse to worship the one who is truly greater than us. And so we worship the things of this world, we worship ourselves, rather than humbly bending our knees and giving homage to the good King. And so let us rejoice that as we are saddened in this state, we are also joyful because we have the opportunity to witness to his truth through the shedding of our blood also. Let us pray that it is not necessary, but if it is necessary and the Lord ordains that in order to convert the world from its modern era, then a great era of Christian martyrdom must be initiated. Let us pray that we have the grace to persevere and give that witness. And if we think that the Lord will not call upon us, for often tainted by the errors of our modern world, we think that Christianity is too sophisticated to have its members give up its life. There are other ways that we can deal with the conversion of souls. We can enter into dialogue, which often winds up compromising the one true faith. If we think that the church has become, quote unquote, too sophisticated for the blood of martyrs to flow, let us reflect that just because the modern media doesn't tell us the story is nonetheless told, and it has trickled out in the beginning in drip by drip. But for those who have been enlightened, it has come to us full-blown. That in Africa, untold millions of Christians were literally martyred because they refused to do one thing in the Mohammedan lands. They refused to deny that Mary was the mother of God because they refused to deny the incarnation of Christ, the good King. And so let us truly strive to acquire this grace by which we too will give grave witness. Let us strive by studying our faith and learning its truth. And then when we have the opportunity to try to communicate that truth to all souls so that they all may come to know that the rightful heir of the one throne that God has established has come to us, is still present amongst us, and still reigns through the love of his most sacred heart.